Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Sorry we're a minute late, but excited to talk with you. Today, we are going to talk about more referrals for your cleaning company. If you're anything like me, where it's been that you love referrals and they're some of your best customers, but they're not scalable, they're not repeatable, they're not dependable. You are in the same boat I've been in, and it sucks. So today we're going to talk about how to make referrals work for you. You may notice we had technical difficulties. I'm at Natalie's office. Natalie is, I think, just in the chat. So I got to figure out her little spit control or her whatever we got going here. All right. So hopefully we're good. I know I look so much better looking, not in my natural environment, but we're going to get this party started. Feel free to say hey and check in, and let's talk referral. So again, hey, Diane, back from Pennsylvania. Good to see you, sister. So if you are like me and you love your referrals, and because I feel like part of the reason we're doing this is I feel like in the last couple, I've been beating up on referrals, saying that they're great, but if they're your only source of growing your company, that's a really scary place to be, which is absolutely the truth. But I wanted to make sure we talked about them because they're my favorite way to grow my cleaning company, as long as they're not your only source, right? I'd like to have 4 or 5 or 6 or 7. TJ says Mike's been demoted or promoted. Who knows? Like, now you get to see our fancy. This is so Natalie and I, we sleep in the same room being married and all, but we have different offices. So I don't know what that says about our marriage, if it's good or bad, but she's, I think she's got, I don't know, her office maybe is nicer, better than mine. I can't tell. We'll have to have a vote one time. All right, enough of me and Natalie and my being demoted. Let's talk referrals and how we're going to do it. So the cost of not being able to have referrals is you can grow, but you're missing out on a huge opportunity, right? This is oftentimes the, hey, Brianna, good to have you. TJ in the house, everybody's here. We can get the party started. So again, referrals are awesome. The good news is they're absolutely win part of a well-balanced breakfast, right? When it's part of a overall system to get new clients, referrals could be awesome. When they're your only source, they can kill you because sometimes they come in fast and furious. Sometimes they don't come in at all. It feels like sometimes we can't kind of push that gas and let everything they feel like a little out of control. So we're going to talk about how to systematize, right? One of my favorite words ever, how to create a system for referrals so we can have them more consistently. And instead of, some months we get 4 or 5 and other months we get nothing, we can kind of have a number that we depend on. So that's probably the first thing that we need to get over. Oh, Kim and Jason are here. Now, when they say Kim and Jason, when they say here, they're actually here. They're all the way down from Alaska in Phoenix for our Millionaire Mastermind event. So glad to see you guys. Can't wait to see you guys. Natalie was spreading a nasty rumor, might we get to hang out tomorrow night, just saying. All right, so enough of that nonsense. Let's talk. So again, let's talk about first and foremost, you've got to get the belief that you can have some influence over referrals, right? A lot of us believe mistakenly that they just come in or they don't. So we've got to first and foremost get over that. And the reality is you do that by making a system. We're going to talk about that today. Oh, Joe Lou's in the house. I think Joe Lou may get the gold star for being on the most broadcast. He is always here. That guy is faithful like the day is long. Love Joe Lou. Okay. So the reality is, you can systematize in how you ask. We can't certainly control referrals, but we can have a massive amount of impact. We've got to make sure we go into it thinking that. Second, a lot of people feel like, that referrals are all the same, right? That just because it's a referral, I've got to take it, and B, that the quality is the same. But the reality is not that. Your best customers typically give you your best referrals, and your worst customers typically give the worst referrals. Same with employees, right? If we've got employees that we're not loving, typically they're the people they want to help come in suck, and the people that we love, their best friends are our best new employees. And it certainly works that way on the commercial or on the cleaning side or the customer side. Claudette says, hi from New York City. Glad to have you, Claudette, all the way in the other side of the country. So that said, they're not all the same. And I've heard some people say things like, oh, I had a really good customer, but he referred me somebody bad and they didn't charge enough or they were terrible, but they're referrals, so I've got to take them. We treat in that regard referrals just like everybody else, right? If a referral is a bad customer, we do not accept them. So they still have to meet our qualifications. As much as I love all of you guys, if someone referred someone that wasn't a fit to me for coaching, I would have no problem saying, hey, I love Jason and Kim or whoever referred them, but I just don't think we're a fit. And I'm going to try and get you somewhere else that I think can take better care of you. So we got to first and foremost remember that the best referrals typically come from our best customers. The worst referrals typically come from people that don't know our business or pain in the neck customers. And even if they're a referral from our best customer, we only have to serve the people that we want, not everybody. Also, here's the biggest piece that we're going to get into today. And if we can switch your mindset around, hey, we got two from Ed Calderon from New York. Ed and Claudette need to say hey to each other because it looks like one's from New York City, one's from New York State. So I don't know if you're both in the big city. But the big thing I want to get you that I think you can take away and put in action today on today's broadcast is the false belief that you can only ask for referrals from happy customers that have been with you, quote unquote, a while, whatever a while looks like. That will kill our referral game. Or even better, even worse, they just come in. We never ask, right? We want to, just like everything else, we want to have a system. So what that looks like is we want to ask for referrals early and often. The best time to ask for a referral, believe it or not, is not when your customer's happy and been with you a while. My favorite time to ask for a referral in the cleaning business, and I think the best time is right when they sign up with you, believe it or not, before you've done a stitch of work for them. Because reality, you want to ask for referrals when they are the most happiest. And typically, right when they sign up, if you've done a good job with the sales process, it's been on purpose. Tracy from St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm jealous. You guys might be the only people in the world that have better weather than us right now. Love Florida. So when they're the happiest is when you want to ask. We want to ask early and often. I'm going to give you some options on when you can ask. But certainly right when they sign up is a big one. And we want to make sure we've got systematized way, whether it's via email or texts or gifts or a personal call or in person is probably the best. We want to make sure that it's systematized. So if we just have a deal where we hope Gloria Garcia from Denver, good to see you. He says, Gloria Garcia says, Ty from Denver. I don't think that means thank you, T.Y. from Denver. His name is Ty and he somehow hijacked Gloria Garcia's account. But either way, glad to have you on from Denver. Spencer representing Idaho. He's coming down to Phoenix next week too. Excited to see you, big guy. All right. So in addition to knowing that we can ask for referrals throughout the sales process, I'll give you a couple points. So obviously right when they sign up, when they've been going every quarter, I love doing case studies. You guys will notice I highlight some of my favorite human beings in the world on these Facebook Live. I haven't done that in a while. I'm going to have one of you, one of my Millionaire Mastermind folks or Clean Profit Program folks come on and share their stuff. We want you guys to do the exact same thing, right? Some of your best customers that you love, introduce them to your community, right? Show them, make them the highlight. And after you do that, that's a great time to ask for referrals, right? Because they're super in love with you. Another reality is a lot of people think that they can only get referrals from customers. Not true. I've gotten some of my best referrals from bids I didn't get in contracting. You might have you did a really good job in the sales process and like a commercial piece. That guy may or may not love you, but his boss went crazy and made the wrong decision, went somewhere else. He or she might refer you somebody, right? Same with, Lourdes says, hey, from Edmonton, we got our first Canadian. She says, you're my great follower. My great follower, not just a good follower. We need great followers. So not only can you ask for referrals throughout the process in terms of right when they buy, after they're happy and moving forward, you can also ask for referrals, certainly when it's systematized, from lost bids, from unconverted leads. So we can certainly ask for just because they don't choose to do business with us, whether we gave it to a bid or didn't lead, we can still ask them for a referral. And we still want to systematize that in our sales process, in our automated email thank you process. So that's that. Gloria says, what happens when one of your best friends refer you and then they're a pain? And yes, I meant thank you. Ah, got it. Yeah, we talked about that, right? Just because somebody's a referral and they're a pain, we treat them the same, right? If they're a pain, they're usually unhappy. Most of the time, happy people aren't a pain in your neck. And if they're unhappy, it's your job to treat them as well as you can for friends or family or friends of friends and make sure that they get the right cleaner. And if you're not that, part ways, man. It doesn't make sense for you to make them miserable or you to make them miserable, them to make you miserable. Nobody needs to be miserable. They should find, if they're just miserable humans, let them do that somewhere else. If it's just you guys aren't a fit, then cut them loose. So just like we talked about earlier, please, please, please don't stay in a bad relationship with a customer just because they were referred, right? You're going to want to treat them just like any other customer. If they don't pay, if they don't appreciate what you do, they're not a good customer, they got to go. And you can still call the person referred and say, thank you so much for thinking of me a referral. We do so much of our business on referrals. I appreciate the heck out of it. So that wasn't a fit, but here's how we ended that, that situation. We hopefully got them taken care of. We still love you. We still love them. We just weren't a fit. And that said, I almost never ask for referrals because we do so much good stuff. I'm always afraid you guys are going to be like, I'm not going to give a referral. They're just going to get my, you know, I don't want my competitors knowing this, but screw it. I'm asking for a referral. If you are getting tons of value out of our broadcast, send your friends or folks that need help to growmycleaningcompany.com and let us give this, hopefully the same positive change in their life as you have for you. Bradley says, hey, Alan says, when they sign up, what if your job sucks down the road? They'll be happy to refer you in the job when they see what a great job you're doing. Have no idea what you're saying. What if they sign up? What if your job sucks down the road? They will be happy to refer you when they see a great job you do. I have no idea what you're asking, Alan. I appreciate the feedback or trying to integrate, but I'm confused. So I'm going to move on. If you clarify a little bit, I'll see if I can't help you some. All right. The other thing is once we realize that we can ask for referrals at multiple places in the funnel, right, before, during, and after their customers, we can also ask from different people. They don't just have to be customers. They can be bids. They can be previous customers, right? I'd say I found 80, 90% of the time when I had my construction, my cleaning company, when we parted ways, it wasn't that we did a bad job, right? It was there's a change in management. They took it in-house, whatever weird stuff. So you can still ask for referrals even after the fact. And then certainly from different types of people. It doesn't have to just be customers. It could be leads. It could be bids. It could be unconverted bids. It could be former customers. So lots and lots of people to ask referrals, lots of different times. And if you just try to remember to do it, you're going to miss 90% of your opportunity. So you definitely want to systematize how you do that. All right. The one big other concept I want to get with you guys, because this is huge, is so many people think the best way to get referrals is bribery and paying, right? We're going to give money. If you give me a, you know, you refer somebody, I'll give you $100 off cleaning or free fridge cleaner, whatever the case may be. That is okay. It's not the end of the world, but I'd like to dive deeper into the psychology about that because that's probably not the best way to go about it. We want to make sure we have a more expanded view of that. So first and foremost, we don't want, because again, here's one of the unintended consequences that can happen from that. If let's say you guys are doing a great job cleaning my house and you say, I'll give you $100 if you refer somebody, and I refer my buddy and he signs up and I get my $100. In the back of my mind, I'm always going to be afraid that you're going to find out that I got the $100 and maybe I didn't refer you because you're awesome, but because I wanted the $100 and maybe the $100 is more important to me than our relationship. I've got all sorts of weird stuff. And a lot of your customers are going to have those same fears or concerns. So we want to make sure that you give them a way to refer you without having that kind of weirdness around, am I referring them because they're awesome or am I referring them for the money? So the big thing I would do is I would focus first and foremost on the transformations, right? So I would never say, hey guys, I need a new boat and it ain't going to pay for itself. So pop in these new shoes, refer me a bunch of people so I can get their money. And because I'm getting rich, you'll get rich. I'll give you some of the money, right? That hopefully wouldn't be super motivating to you guys. A, because there's easier ways to make money, and B, because it's like, man, is this guy, you know, is that how he feels about our customers? Just a way to make money? The way I'd probably do it is, hey, if I have transformed any of your life, if you guys have gotten massive value out of the show, out of coaching, out of any services that I've offered, if that's been, hey, Bernie, good to see you. Adam, I'll get you in a second. Or Alan, rephrase this question. I'll get to you in a second. So all that to say, make sure that, like for me, it would go, hey, if I've given you lots and lots of value, help make your business easier, life easier, regain some of your time, and you know people that are dying and desperate for more money or more time or to be a better leader or to hire better or systematize their business so they got freedom, please send them my way. We can hook you up. As opposed to, hey, I need a new boat. Give me some money, right? So we want to make sure first and foremost at the core of it all is always we're helping them to give a service to their friends and family, right? They've gotten good value. We have to make sure we do a kick butt job for them. And then they're like, hey, if your friends and family want the same transformation in their life to be better, like your life was better, let us help you. DJ says, crap, now I need to change my referral emails. Absolutely. So within that, if you choose to offer some sort of a financial benefit or a free upgrade or something like that, that's fine. But you've got to make sure the foundation of the referral request is giving them the ability. Hey, Peggy, good to have you from Kansas City. Is giving them the ability to make their people feel special and not to have them get rich. Now, on top of that, once you do that, if you want to add some sort of financial benefit or bonus, the way I do it to make sure that no one feels like they're getting used or taken advantage of, I give the same thing to the referrer and the referee. So say you're going to do $100. I'd give $50 to the referrer and $50 to the referee. So the referrer gets to go, hey, I got this great cleaning company. They're amazing. And if you sign up, aside from them able to change your life, and they really, you know, my wife and I were always fighting about our house being dirty or whatever the case may be, and it's so much nicer now, we're so much happier. But on top of that, they give you $50 and me $50 off because they're awesome. Right now, it sounds like we're all kind of participating together as opposed to, hey, I get $100 for referring you and you get nothing and you know, me and the cleaning company win, and you get not, you're paying for the whole thing, right? So make sure that the center of all of this is you empowering your customers to help make their friends and family and acquaintances' lives better. And if you want to do some sort of financial thing, it's for both people. All right. Alan says, I meant they will be happy to refer you for a great job you're doing them. Yeah, Alan's like two steps ahead of me. That's exactly what I'm trying to point out. First and foremost, anytime we ask for referrals, always make sure you're doing a great job, right? If the guy or gal's happy, obviously it's a slap in the face, right? If I'm trying to coach someone that had a bad experience, which thank God I don't think we've had yet, I would never ask him a referral because that would be a slap in the face. So absolutely the best way you can make, not just make sure they're doing a great job, although that's a big part of it, Alan, but give them stories to tell, right? That's why we like having unique selling propositions or branded guarantees. So instead of just saying they're great, they could go, we've got our free puppy guarantee or free massage guarantee or happy lunch guarantee or our stress-free or headache-free transition guarantee or whatever the case may be. So you want to make sure that you give them stories of ways that you take care of them. They put little mints and write love notes to me on my desk or whatever the case may be. You want to give them lots of stories that they can share on how you can make their friends and family's lives better, and then the money would be second. All right. Because of the technical difficulties, I don't have my list of bullet points. I'm using my cell phone, so let me just check to make sure. And I'm old, so all these letters look really small. What else? I think that might be everything. All right. The last, yeah. So if anyone's got any questions, let me know. Speak now or forever hold your peace. But the big things I wanted to get for you is, if you're writing this crap down, here's a good summary. Referrals are a great way to, get business, but if it's your only way, you got a problem. Your best customers are typically going to come from referrals, but just because they are a referral doesn't mean they're going to be your best customer, right? If someone's a pain in the neck, even if they're referred, we still have the right to fire them. We don't just ask for referrals from happy customers. We ask for referrals from previous customers, bids, won bids, lost bids, prospects, anybody in the world. And we ask through them throughout our relationship periodically, and we do it in a systematized way. And we do that based on the value that we can give the world, not some sort of a bribery-based situation. So that's that. The biggest, and I want to end with the opposite of what I've been starting with the last couple of weeks, which is referrals are one of the best ways to grow your cleaning company. So please don't overlook it, or even test, leave it to chance where it's like, oh, if I remember, if an employee remembers, I'll ask, or or we'll put up something on our website and forget about it. You want to have a system where you're asking for referrals from everyone in your network, probably every couple months, as a part of what you're doing, right? So you don't want to just have an email just about referrals, but you want to blend it in terms of, hey, if you've gotten a lot of value and you want to share the love and you know someone whose life can be transformed just like you can, go to, and you know, I like having something set up like growmycleaningcompany.com/referrals. Don't go there because it's not set up, but your company name /referrals, where you give them a little extra, make them feel good. So make sure that it's systematized, because if you just try and do it by memory, you're missing a big opportunity. So all that said, if these live broadcasts are giving you a ton of value and you're like, oh my gosh, if I could get that guy's big brain to work on my business and help me out, could be transformational. You may be right. We help lots and lots, hundreds of owners of cleaning companies day in, day out. I am honored to serve this community. Part of the ways that we do that is I do complimentary breakthrough sessions for folks that are looking, that want me to sit down with them and take a look at where you're at now, where you want to be, and help you come up with a plan to get there. If it's something I can help you with, I'll absolutely tell you. If not, we'll still try and come up with a plan for you. But I am happy to sit down with a limited number of you, because I do them myself currently. You just go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That web address actually does exist, unlike growmycleaningcompany.com/referrals. So if you would like me to dive into your business, get to know you, where you're at, where you want to be, and see if I can't help you get a plan to get there, the way to make that happen is growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. If you want all the resources that we give, blogs and podcasts and live broadcasts and videos and all sorts, I think we've got an amazing webinar up there right now. You can go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. There's so much stuff for free. All of our paid stuff is by invitation only, so there's not even anywhere I don't think you can spend money on that website at all. It's all just amazing stuff to help you grow your cleaning company. growmycleaningcompany.com. And if you want me to help you figure out a plan to get you where you want to go, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Really appreciate all you guys. Can't wait. Oh, hold on. Let me see. I wasn't scrolling. Let me make sure I've got everybody before we go. Tracy says, I've been offering a free 2-hour cleaning for anyone who sends me a recurring referral, good or bad. Like I said, I would make sure that the foundation is based in you bringing value to the people that you're helping. And if you're going to do that, I would give a 2-hour free cleaning for both the referrer and the referee. TJ says, do you give a bonus to both all the time? Yes, I always give a bonus to both all the time. I would never give one just for the referral. Nicole says, hi from Bishop, California. Miguel, finally shame. My old friend Miguel. I love this guy. Anyone that doesn't know Miguel, he and his family are some of the coolest human beings ever. In addition to being tons of fun, they're just great humans. Dylan says, is it good to offer $35 for employees to get new customers or hand out business cards? You can. Oftentimes, employees aren't going to kind of be hanging out with our best prospects. So I'm okay with that. But again, I would really rather get the employee and I'm so excited, Dylan, I'm going to see him. I don't want to say it on here. It's a surprise. So never mind. But excited to have you on here, buddy. To answer your question, yes, but I would really want employees to be so in tune with the core values. For me, it's having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. They're just living those so much. They naturally attract the same type of people, and they're talking about their job in terms like, oh my gosh, this community is amazing, and they're really being attractive to other people based on that than a $35 thing. So I wouldn't say it's bad, but I wouldn't say that's not probably how I'd focus my system, if that makes sense. Verna Carroll says, I definitely need a little help. Verna, Kim Johnson says, call him. She's my paid shill in here. I give her $20. I totally miss, don't do my own advice and just pay her $20 for everyone. I don't do that, but Kim is awesome. Verna says she needs help. Yeah, Verna, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We don't charge you for the consultation as long as I've got room on my schedule. And I try and keep 2 or 3 of those open a day for most days of the week. Anyway, you guys are awesome. Hopefully we had lots and lots of fun talking referrals. For everyone in here that's Millionaire Mastermind, can't wait to see you in person next week. Dylan says, so if a neighbor is outside to walk over and hand a card, yeah, sure. But again, I think the real overreaching thing I would give is we don't want to go into the world going, how can you serve us? We really want to go to the world and go, how can I make your life better? So Dylan, if you're going to go give a card, it's really, I always try to give, right? I never be like, hey guys, give me some money and I'll coach you. It's always, here's a podcast, here's a free webinar, here's a free consultation, here's a free whatever. I try to give as much value as I can. So the people in my community eventually go, holy crap, if this is what it's like to be a part of the free community. Oh, we've got a Facebook group. If you guys haven't joined the Facebook group, it's totally free. As long as you own a cleaning company, you're welcome. growmycleaningcompany.com/Facebook, I think. But there you go. Just to give an idea of how we do it. We do a webinar, I do a consultation, podcast, Facebook Live, Facebook group, all sorts of stuff on the website. So we give as much free value as possible and try and just make your lives better. And then you guys come to us. So that's what I'd want to do if I was going to go to the, I see you, Dave. Oh, he's put the plane thing. All right. You're getting super excited, Dylan. There's other Millionaire Mastermind folks on here. I'm trying to be cool. So, anyway, I'm so excited to see you, buddy. All right. Yeah. So if a neighbor's outside, walk over, hand a card. I wouldn't really walk over to hand a card. I'd really walk over to see how you can add value to their life. So if I was going to do it, it would be some sort of free cleaning. Or if I had, and we talk about how you guys can start creating your own content, maybe invite them to get some content or a lead magnet or some way, I'd really be looking to give them value as opposed to try and sell them anything. What about giving your employees business cards, says Claudette? I love it. Always love it. More so because it makes them feel special and I want my people to feel like they're part of a team. Certainly they could give them out. I've not found that employees give a ton of referrals, which is fine. But yes, I love giving your employees business cards, but for a totally different reason. Brianna says, what's the best thing to do to offer customers that give you referrals? Find out what your customers love, man. Make it special. So you could night out to dinner. It really depends on who your customer is and what their pain is. So that's a deeper conversation, but you really want to know your customers and do something that makes them feel special, not just whatever, but anything's fine. It's really making them feel special and acknowledging them and appreciating them. I think the gift itself isn't as important as how you do it. Lada says their own credit cards. CJ says, Mike Campy recommends as part of the onboarding process for new employees. You're absolutely right. I do. Tracy says, love the Facebook group. Very helpful. We're all in the same boat. And Kim says, cat's out of the bag. Dang it, Kim picked up my subliminal message. Now she's saying, hi, Dylan. Son of a gun. All right, I'm just going to say it. Kim, Spencer, if you're still on, Dylan and his wife, Daisy, just joined up today. They're actually going to be with us on Friday here in Phoenix. So again, I'm sorry to be boring the crap out of all of you people that don't know what that is, but I don't care. I love Kim and Spencer, and I can't wait to tell you personally. I was trying to keep it a secret, but here we are. All right, guys. Hopefully you got some lots and lots and lots and lots of value on referrals. We'll be here every Tuesday, Thursday live. And then of course we release these. Claudette says she meant business cards. Yes, we love their own business cards for employees. All right, guys, great, great time. Really enjoyed spending time with you. See you next Tuesday. You guys are amazing human beings. Talk soon. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.